Khan, Donald Trump and Elon Musk's Fuck You to Save America. By John Khan on August 13, 2024. In the wake of an historic two-hour conversation between two of the world's most powerful men, the left's colossal gaslighting machine is in full effect to minimize its impact. After all, why should the right have any platform at all? What's the threat exactly? The left has most of the media, big tech, Hollywood, academia, woke corporations, and unprecedented donor money in their pockets, but those pockets aren't full enough for them. As long as the right has something to put in theirs, the left's pockets may as well be empty. What bothers them so much? Is it simply fear that if Americans have access to conservative ideas, they will choose them? There's a case to be made for that. Or is it something deeper than that? Maybe it's something less tangible that Donald Trump and Elon Musk represent. It was just a conversation that neither man needed to have. Prior to either man's entrance into the political arena, it would be safe to say it was accepted that both were considered visionaries in their respective fields. But upon their entrances, both were faced with a collective hate that would prove intolerable to most anyone. So, why do they continue? Why are they talking? If you're Donald Trump, why would you face two impeachments, censorship unlike anything we've ever seen, criminal accusations, lawfare, a conviction designed only for the sake of branding you with a conviction, and what the media has quickly buried, an assassin's bullet? And if you're Elon Musk, why would you subject yourself to the anti-free speech arbiters, from advertisers to the EU, hell-bent on your destruction? Why, when you are attempting to change the world through so many innovative ventures, would you make a choice that would pit half that world against you? Andrew Breitbart said at a speech in Nashville over a decade ago that the establishment media has disdain for the American people, the implication being that media elites feel they know what's better for us. Now throw in the tech overlords controlling access to information and that disdain is magnified exponentially. They all know the best version of America for all of us. Well, guess what? Donald Trump and Elon Musk say fuck you and they've sacrificed lives that only exist in dreams in order to say it. Who in the world would face this kind of hate and opposition on purpose? Two people who have a different opinion as to what the best version of America is. So, what bothers them so much about a conversation between these two men? Is it simply fear that if Americans have access to conservative ideas, they will choose them? There's a case to be made for that. Or is it something deeper than that? Maybe it's a passion they don't recognize. Or a fearlessness they can't comprehend. Maybe it's sacrifice they aren't willing to make. But in fairness to the left, they have made sacrifices. They've sacrificed honesty, tolerance, and individuality. pic.twitter.com/w0t0nixitk. Elon Musk, @ElonMusk, August 13, 2024.